Lucy Milazzo
across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And we are talking North Stow Tap and Social. It sounds super exciting. Introduce yourselves. And
I'm Stephen, the business owner, building owner. And to my left is the beautiful and flagrant
Alex, ops and marketing manager for North Stow Tap and Social.
All right, and you're not quite open yet. You're in the final weeks, so
the
you look.
The foodies are waiting with anticipation.
Yeah,
so we are following your Instagram and every little story about. Oh, that's coming out. That what's going to be a bar? We're very excited.
You're looking like very, very calm. Maybe it's because you're like completely exhausted.
They're shell shocked from the build. Yeah, you know what that's like.
So you're weeks away from launching. Just tell us, tell us as much as you can about what it is exactly that you're launching with the North Stow Tap and Social. What do we see? What do we expect?
Okay, we've got a great building in a great location. We're squeezed between the civil engineers, John Henry's, their head office, and the guided bus routes.
Oh, perfect.
Very, very close to the guided bus station, 5 minutes away, but we're right next to the guided bus line, next to the crossing, so it's extremely easy to get to. Mm-hmm.
Nicely played.
Yeah.
So it's not just like necessarily like a North Stow, Willingham, it's like for people to come from
exactly,
Cambridge,
yeah.
Very accessible.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Come up on the bus,
all right.
Cycle up, you know, so it's really, really accessible.
So once they arrive, mm-hmm. What greets us?
Well, the building's about 25 metres long. Mm. It's about 10 metres wide with a mezzanine floor, so it's a big structure. At one end, we have a bar, a tap room, that has a beer wall with 21 taps.
Right.
Lots of beer.
lots of beer.
Local beer, we're hoping. But not just beer, there'll be ciders, there will be lagers, obviously, dark beers and wine. We'll have that covered.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the other end of the building is our bakery, the in-house bakery. We have our own baker by the name of Molly. And we always say this, everyone will love Molly, and they will. So she's making fresh stuff daily that's sold in the coffee shop that's just in front of it, just next to it. And then upstairs we have what we're calling a studio, that is going to be used as a gym, but also as a function room.
What kind of functions will we, you know, could you hold there?
So we've got the capacity to have 30 seated. So we really want to focus on private events there. It's a really flexible space. We're going to have fitness classes morning and some kind of later in the early evening. And then we're going to have community-based kind of events and things for like mum and baby, mm-hmm. and kind of things like that. So yeah, it's going to be a really nice function space.
What gave you the idea to do this?
Well, I actually built the place in 2002. And during that time, it's only ever had two tenants. The first tenant was there for only 3 years, and then they outgrew it very rapidly. And then I had another tenant in there, and they have been there until the end of the summer. That's just gone.
Right.
So we took possession of the building again. The easiest thing in the world would have been to have spoken to a local Bidwells or someone and said, find us another tenant.
Yeah.
Or knowing that North Stow is lacking a little bit on mm-hmm. facilities at the moment,
yeah.
We decided that we ought to explore using the building differently and managing it all ourselves. And then here we are.
Well, you're very brave,
yes.
But you're also very adventurous.
Yes.
Have you?
I'm so happy to hear that, though, that there's people that want to do that for the foodie scene and for the community and all that. Like,
yeah.
It's always,
yeah.
Sometimes when there's like a new opening or something, it's always the same or there's not enough for, this seems to tick all the boxes.
Yeah.
Have you had foodie business experience before?
Nope.
Do you know what? It's remarkable because we have our foodie bits, you know, quite often. Been doing this a number of years now. And whenever somebody kind of, you're giving me an aura, right? Yeah. And I had a feeling that you had not done foodie business before.
But
I can tell. But you have. So what's your background, Alex?
So for the over 10 years, I've run a design company with my husband called We Three Club. We've worked with numerous hospitality and food businesses across Cambridge for many years. Back in the day when Steak and Honour first started, we stalked them because we loved their burgers. We then became their best mates and then started doing all their design work. So that's
so
kind of...
So you do all the design work for Steak and Honour?
Because
it's pretty legendary, really.
Thank you. So it was really great because Stephen and Leo were chatting about this collaboration at North Stowe and it was really exciting. Then we got involved with all the branding and the design work, and then I, over the years, have got more into marketing and I've been working with pubs and supporting that area. And I thought, actually, this is a really great opportunity to come together and work with Leo, who I've known for years, and now Stephen.
So. This is it, because we've neglected to mention that amongst the 21 taps and the bakery and the little function room upstairs, you've got...
A wing.
You've got a wing.
A burger wing.
A burger wing, yes.
Dedicated to. So Steak, you've convinced Steak and Honour to open up more bricks.
Yes, yeah.
Well, they've left, or they're leaving the Tivoli, right?
Yeah. Yes,
they've left already?
Yeah.
Or they'll be free from that.
So
what is the ceramic barbecue, Kamado Joe? What are they going to do? Is that Steak and Honour doing that?
Yes. So
What's this?
Do you know that, like, it's called the Kamado Joe, but it's a ceramic barbecue. You know the ones like the big green egg?
The big green egg.
This is a Kamado Joe. It's just a different color. It's still a ceramic barbecue.
Yeah.
And there was something about that saying they were looking for staff going, know how to use a ceramic barbecue. So I'm just, what are they going to cook on it?
Yeah, so, well, Leo has it on the back of a van, which is called Steak and Honour on Fire.
Yeah.
And
I think
he's just really excited about the opportunity to just have fun there and do different things. We're going to slow cook meats and we'll have some events where we might kind of do special food events.
I'll just be moving in.
Yeah, exactly.
One of your function rooms.
But we're really excited because also Leo, Wednesday to Friday, is going to be doing a special food lunch offering, which is a unique kind of new thing. He's going to be doing hero sandwiches. So they're going to be, they're going to be amazing.
You can't see my face right now.
A veggie and meat option. So we're really excited about that.
Brilliant. Yeah. And so you're still feeling, you know, good? I mean, it has been a number of years since you... How long has it taken since the last tenant moved out when you're nearly there?
Yeah. Well, not long, really. I mean, the tenant moved out at the end of summer, so sort of August, September time. We had 3 months then to catch a breath and decide what it was we were going to do, come up with this concept, and then... we started, really, the first week we returned in the new year. So week one began, I can't remember I think it was the second or third of January. We started. So it's been quick.
Very.
And we are going as quick as we can.
And you're still feeling good about this decision that you made,
I
think it sounds like a winner, to be honest. I mean, it sounds like you've got everything that everyone wants these days under one spectacular roof.
Yeah, I mean, we're a proper indie setup.
Yeah.
North Stowe will eventually get a high street, but I don't know. I suspect it won't be populated by the likes of ourselves. So we hope, even when the high street comes, that we'll still have the support of the locals. So we have a head start, but we don't take that for granted.
Yeah, absolutely.
We want it to be a fun venue, really. So we've taken those words, those three small words, really, North Stowe, tap and social, and threading them together, and we're trying to create a really exciting venue.
Fantastic. Well, I wish you all the luck. Don't think you're going to need it, because it does really sound like, you know, it's offering everything that everyone wants at the moment. I've got visions in my head that you're going to open up the doors in the summertime, you know, lovely little fairy lights in the trees, live music, beer, loads of beers on tap, beautiful smells of meat or vegetables for those of you who only want those, you know, burning up in the background nicely with a nice sizzle. I mean, not, you know, and it sounds fantastic.
We've also got a projector screen where we're going to have inside. We'll be able to do some sporting events, but also we'll do like film nights and things like that. So there's a huge potential to do all sorts.
Perfect. Real community stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
And good for you, actually, for bringing, for taking a really brave step to do the indie thing in a new development. You know, it's kind of the thing that comes after everything else has been established.
Indeed.
But you're coming in first.
Yeah, and creating so many jobs as well.
Yeah, as well.
It's been great to have the local community come forward and, getting people in who live on the doorstep you know, to work there. It's been really, really great.
Yes, I think at the moment when we look at our team, Molly is the one who lives furthest away, and she lives in Swavesey.
So the
rest of our gang, Norstow and Longstanton. Yeah. But you asked me earlier if I had any background in sort of catering food and all that. No, but I'm quite good at eating. Whether I had any background in brewing beer, which I don't. But again, I'm very familiar with the tap room, and coffee. You know, I've made coffee.
That's it. Been mainlining that in the first few weeks.
But I've got my philosophy is to make sure you surround yourself who are really good at things that you're not. Yeah. So I've got loads of people around me who are really, really good. So we've got a dead strong team.
Those are the best partnerships. Everyone has different skills and brings in different things.
Yeah.
If everyone's the same, then nothing gets done.
Yeah.
You have people, a detail-oriented person, you got the vision, you bring all that together, the people who know the food and how to make it.
Yeah.
And it just, that's the best kind of combination, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's it. And Pina knows what she's talking about because she goes attends lots of these new foodie businesses.
50 years growing up in a restaurant business.
There we go.
In my dad's restaurant.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming in to chat to us about it. This is the Norstow Tap and Social. We are going to give us the socials, actually, so people can start following you.
It's very simple, at Norstow Tap and Social on Instagram, and we've got I'm updating it with regular images of what's going on there, so give it a follow.
Fantastic. Right then, and I'm sure I'll see you down there once you're summertime. I'll be there.
Live and local across your workday. Cambridge 105 Radio.